May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 714. Why so cast down, dejected soul? A loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. Hymn 714.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Book of Psalms again. Psalm 107, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, and from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, the fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and a dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through opposition, oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him famulous like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Let us pray. Inhabiteth eternity, help us to reverence thy great name. Open our eyes to see where we are. Open our eyes to behold the Lamb in the midst of the throne. O Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, we address thy glorious majesty in person. And, Lord, we come to thee. May we know that wonderful truth, that I and my Father are one. Oh, that we may behold the Son of God this night, in whom dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Oh, we do bow to worship now. Oh, that we may have the Holy Ghost within our precious night, that our hearts might behold him whom our soul liveth, and that we may worship the King of Glory, the King of Zion, whoever exalts his blessed Holy Father, and in whom the Father is well pleased, and has instructed us to hear him, hear his voice. Great God of heaven, we would stand in awe. No man can approach thee. Thou canst not be seen or known, except through the glory of thine only begotten one. We do stand in awe and thankfulness of heart that thou hast in mercy, whatever measure it be, as Paul the Apostle Paul says, as to revealed his Son unto us. Blessed Holy Ghost, bring forth the glory of the Lamb. May we be found confessing our sins now. O Lord Jesus, save us from the bondage of our own nature. Forgive us our sins. Save us, Lord, from the power of unbelief. We have read of various cases, how thy people find themselves in all of them. May we be found among those that call upon thee in the day of trouble. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. May we be among the favoured few, that favoured number that no man can number, of every nation, kindred and tongue, who can sing of deliverance in the Lamb, fight our battles for us. May we truly be humble. May we yield all over to thee. May we lay passive in thy hand. We urgently cry, increase our faith. We grant that we may know thee to appear for us in all things, and at the end of the journey, as it draws on, draw our affections up unto thee, that we may know thee and praise thee as thou art, as thou oughtest to be praised and known by thy church. For thou hast done great things for thy people. Lord, we've not been left without witness of salvation in Jesus only. We long for it more, but we bless thee for what we know. O Lord, leave us not to stagnate. And stir up the pure loins of our mind. Exercise our souls in righteousness. Prepare us for thy will. Prepare me for the unknown way. Prepare me for the present time in which I'm in. Prepare me for the end of the journey. Prepare me for the judgment day. Dear Lord, do shine. Hear the desperate cries of thy people and arise. Dear Lord Jesus, be in our midst. I humbly fall before thee, confessing all my sins. Where does one begin? Don't know where to begin, Lord. So great, so huge. Our case is so impossible. But all the fullness, the fullness, the fullness of the river. Lord, we've tasted its streams. Oh, we pray thee, let the living waters flow. Remember us now this night. Remember this house of prayer. Bless the church and congregation here. Be very gracious unto them and go before them. Bless the ministry here. Remember the dear friend, the deacons, be gracious unto them, strengthen them in all hands. Remember aged friends among them each. Prepare, Lord. Remember all in middle life, in the heat of the day, help truly to cast their burden upon thee. Bring them under the banner of thy grace and love. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. We pray for each, those in affliction. Lord, even little one, grant healing mercies. Lord, remember our young people going forth in life. May thy fear be in their hearts. Bring them to hear thy voice and know thee. Prosper them in business and study. Bless the Sunday school, the children that attend. May thy word follow them. Keep our young friends in thy fear. Bless the dear babes, the little ones. Remember those that have suffered loss in this thing and in distress. God, be merciful to them, bless them and strengthen. Remember all in bereavement here. Be very gracious unto them and strengthen them. May it be speaking voice to all. Lord, remember each of thy people, the families apart. Remember those who plough a lonely furrow, those in distress, feel thus pass them by, widows, widowers, those with a special case, an earnest exercise. O Lord Jesus, do be near them and may they hear thy voice. Give grace to receive thy voice and thy word. Lord, remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, our own group of churches. Remember the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our societies, bless them in their labours. Remember thy servants on the walls of Zion this evening. Remember those in affliction who may not preach again, those in senior years. Send labourers into the vineyard, bless thy word, return in power in the ministry. Remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Men in deprivation, war, affliction, persecution, genocide, make ways of escape. Lord, have mercy in England. Hear the cries of the remnant. Raise up deliverers, men of integrity in the land. Deliver us who will stand firmly for what is right. Raise up those who will blow the trumpet out of Zion and warn. May we be turned. Lord, order the affairs of state. Hear the cries of thy people and appear for us. We lead in wickedness. Lord, those that would overthrow the referendum, undertake for us and deliver. We thank thee for our Queen. Pray for her stability. We thank thee for her. But undertake for us on the throne when she is gone. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage still. Civil religious liberties, freedom to worship. Do give us truly thankful hearts for thy mercies, Lord. Oh, may we know thou art good by gracious experience. Hear the cries of thy waiting people. We thank thee for thy gospel. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for the Holy Ghost. We thank thee for thy grace. Many answers to prayer, in providence, in the pathway, preservation, outstanding times of mercy, often discovered later when one looks back. But all those spiritual mercies, oh, the throne of grace, thy precious sin-atoning blood, thy dying Lord, the blood of the everlasting covenant, help us to worship thee with thankfulness and praise, in all humility, confession of our sin. Now, Lord, what were we for? Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, be too in our midst. Bring forth the glory of the Lamb. Great God of heaven, we plead all things and ask all things in the worthy name of thine only begotten one, whom thou art well pleased. He glorifies thee. Thou hast glorified him in the hearts of thy people. Holy Spirit, come. Dear Jesus, come. We ask all things, pleading thy name before the throne. Come. Come, Lord, come. Come. Amen.
Hymn 1040. When we lay in sin polluted, wretched and undone we were, all we saw and heard was suited only to produce despair. Ours appeared a hopeless case, such it had been but for grace. Hymn 1040.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord from needed help, I would draw your attention to the psalm we read, the book of Psalms, Psalm 107 and verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And this is repeated again, of course, in the psalm. Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Perhaps there's someone here who's in Psalm 42. It was sounding much in my heart this afternoon, Psalm 42. I kept looking at it, and our opening hymn was right on the subject. Wilt thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou? Why art thou? Wilt thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? I wonder why. I believe God's people know it much. Hope thou in God. Friend, you consider if you had no hope, no hope whatsoever. While there is life, there is hope, naturally speaking, of a better day, according to God's covenant with the earth. So it is spiritually. God's people have a hope, and it's a solid hope. It's a real hope to see his face. Do you long to see his face? The Lord knows whether you're his joy. If he is your joy, he knows he is. It's his own work. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. This is the end of the matter for the church. Praise, glory. I shall yet praise him, even where I am now, even in that low place. You know, it's a good spot to be in. I know it's painful. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? A living desire. And the glory of God as seen in his blessed one, his only begotten one. For the psalmist said, my tears be my meat day and night, while they say unto me, where is thy God? It's not others. Your own soul says, where is he? Where art thou, Lord? Wilt thou cast down? Well, our text this evening has been with me from yesterday. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. You know, in this psalm, we have a mirror of living souls here, their experience, and the dear Lord himself appearing. I know we can divide it into certain categories, which is not wrong to mention, but it's gracious experience we want. We have the traveller, and we're travellers. You're a traveller, every one of us is on a journey in this life. We're all travellers. Are we travelling in the narrow way? And we have those who are in bondage and in prison, in darkness. I'd like to consider some of these things. They cry unto the Lord. Then we have those in affliction, bodily affliction, pathway affliction, soul affliction. And again, they're crying unto the Lord. Then we have the account of mariners, business, the Lord's business in the soul. Do business, transactions, spiritual transactions at the throne of grace. And then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Are you among those who are crying unto the Lord in your trouble? Will he or will he not hear? So many of his people, they fear, he cannot hear, my case is impossible. The Lord of the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, his ears are open unto the cry, his eyes go through the whole earth. Never say God cannot see you, because he does. But are you pleading the gracious, blessed merit, the person of his only begotten one? And then we can include here husbandmen. And we're all husbandmen, looking for the fruit of grace in our heart. And then we have a hint of those in power, princes, those with burdens, responsibilities. Solemn things recorded, gracious things recorded. But the psalmist opens up, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. As we mentioned this morning, I won't go through that now, but for his mercy, which we spoke of, endureth forever. Forever. Do you know the mercy of God which maketh rich? The mercy of the Lord Jesus, showing himself through the lattice of the gospel to you. Well, let us look at some of these points. Are you among them? They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, found no city to dwell in. We would all settle down here. When we're young, we'd love to take root and settle down and prosper. It's not wrong, of course, naturally. We should be diligent. But they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Friend, hungry and thirsty after Christ, it's not a theory. Your soul will be fainting for him, fainting at times for him, for his return, for his grace, for his love, to him to appear for you, to know that he's your Lord, to seal upon your heart his love again. Hungry and thirsty, your soul fainted within you. Soul, is that your religion? Are you in the psalm? Are you in Psalm 107? Do you know it by gracious experience, or learning it by gracious experience? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. This psalm speaks of constant deliverances. Is that your pathway? Deliverance upon deliverance, yet every trouble seems to get deeper and harder to endure. But he changes not. And his power does not change. And his love does not change. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Think of the glorious doctrines of the gospel. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The glory of his priesthood, it changes not. The fullness has ascended forever. The power of his kingdom, his kingly glory, changes not. We are his subjects in love. We're his children. He's born us. We're his. Thou art mine, says the Spirit. I've redeemed thee. Thou art mine. Soul, if you're redeemed, you're bought with a price. The price of his own life, his own blood. He changes not. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. His word to your soul as your prophet. His promise changes. It never fails. Asaph thought it would. But he said, this is my infirmities. This is my infirmity. This is my unbelief. This belongs to me. But not unto God. Yet will I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Or the men would praise the Lord. Dear Asaph, he changed his tune. Ah, he's the God that doeth wonders. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. The point is in that there's a purpose in the Lord's dealings. Wandering in the wilderness, it doesn't sound very attractive, does it? They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. There was a purpose of grace here that they had to cry to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. And then we read this. He led them forth in the right way. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. I want to say clearly this, friend. In all your experiences of wandering and downsittings and your solitariness and being hungry and thirsty, Christ clearly says, I am the way. There is one way. One way. Christ is the way this night for his people. He's your way. Go to him, the narrow way. Broad is the gate. Broad is the way. Wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. And there's many that go therein. Straight is the gate. It's only the gospel, the righteousness, the holiness of Christ. Acceptable. The only holiness acceptable to God is his Son's holiness and his righteous offering. There's nothing else. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto eternal life. Few there be that find it, favoured few of all the nations of the earth. I am the way. He led them forth by the right way. So you see here the Lord's dealings with his people in laying them low, making them cry. Are you among them that you've had to come to the Lord? Like Moses, show me now thy way. Show me now thy way. What's thy way, Lord? And the Lord answered him. His way was his presence. My presence shall go with thee. That's the way. The fiery, cloudy pillar would continue. And God's word will continue with you. If thy presence go not with me, he has to pray, carry us not up hence. Friend, do you know that truth? Unless the Lord is in a matter, I don't want it. You think of the times, the schemes you've had of what you wanted, and you've had to discover the Lord's not there. In the end, you're glad to get rid of it. If only we sought the Lord first. You know, he made a promise, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. That's God's way. That's the narrow way. I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. Moses, you have found grace in my sight at this time of great crisis, of great sorrow, of awful judgment. Your poor brother, look at the mess he's made. Who would have thought he was anointed to be high priest, would make a golden calf? Who would have thought you'd do the sins that you do in your heart, or even outwardly perhaps? Have you found grace in his sight? Grace in his sight. I know thee by name. I know thee by name. Child of God, you are known unto the dear Redeemer, the King of Glory. It's a narrow way. It's a blessed way, you know. Dear Thomas, You know, we stand in awe at some of these things. You know, see how the dear disciples, how they could ask him, and he accepted their request, and he unfolded the truth to them. Jesus said, without it, there's no reason for it. There was a perfect reason that he said, seek and you shall find, ask, it shall be given. Friend, we're the poorer for the lack of asking. We're poor in asking. What are we asking for? Jesus, reveal thyself. But you'll go seeking him if you're genuine. It's one thing to pray these nice prayers. Another thing is to be an exercise of soul after them. And you won't hide under your poverty as an excuse. You'll be ashamed. We should be ashamed of our poverty. I wish I was more. But he brings me to be ashamed of it, you know. You know, it's a wonderful word. Written across this psalm, you know, 07, is another word in Psalm 34. This poor man cried. Are you that poor man? Poor in faith, poor in grace, but your need is a rising, constant need of the dear Redeemer. This poor man cried, a poor sinner, and a sinner, friend, is a solemn thing to be. I know Joseph Hart says it's a sacred thing, but William Gadsby in that asterisk says that as the Holy Ghost makes him as Christ, as he's made whole in Christ. When we speak of sin, remember we want to know the Lord has suffered for it, as I said this morning. When we speak of sin and being a sinner, what we need to know is, has the Lord suffered for it? But across this psalm is, this poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, dear Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. When Jesus was speaking of going to prepare a place for them and will come again and receive them unto themselves, poor Thomas, he could not understand what Christ was doing and saying. As I often say, they could not comprehend that Jesus would die. It could not be so. And we cannot comprehend how the Lord will deal with us. But it must be so. But he's gone to prepare a place, and how he will come to us. And dear Thomas asks him, how can we know the way? What's the narrow way then? How will you know the way? He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation, the way of his choosing. And what's God choosing here? His only begotten Son. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, that's to heaven, but by me. He says something very blessed. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. There's foundation doctrine here, you know. We can be led astray by thinking of three gods. There's only one God of three distinct persons, one substance, one glory, one power, one love, one grace, one essence, spiritually. And the second person is manifest in flesh. The only way God will be made knowable to his people. Do we know him? Has he revealed himself? If ye knowed me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Well, they couldn't understand that. How could have they seen the Father when it's openly declared, no man can approach him, for our God is a consuming fire. And he said to Moses, and through Moses, thou shalt not see my face and live. And Philip asked the question, did he not? Lord, show us the Father. I haven't seen him. I speak this reverently. And it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? Yet thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father also. How sayest then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. Christ revealed the love of the Father, the glory of the Father. Friend, the glory of the eternal Godhead toward you, embracing, holding forth. Yet a distinct person. The Father is to be worshipped. He's worshipped through the Son. The Holy Ghost is to be worshipped. But to worship for him, for worshipping in the Son, for him revealing the Son unto us. The Holy Ghost speaks not of himself. Christ has the glory, and that pleases God the Father. That's his will. That's his purpose. How vital to be right with Christ. And we shall be right in the rest if we are. It doesn't need working out. If Christ is made precious to your soul, it'll be revealed. It'll be shown. You don't need another teacher thee, as John writes in his epistle. You need not that any teach you. The anointing that abideth in you, you're under the anointing of the Spirit of Christ. It's revealed to the soul. The way. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. When you think of the contrast, hungry and thirsty, it's a genuine experience, a sorrowful one. One nature finds hard to endure. Wandering in the wilderness in a lonely pathway, a lonely pathway, crying to the Lord in your trouble. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them, delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, dear friend, you can't pretend anything here, can you? You have to go through the tribulation to discover the Lord appearing for you. But has he? Then praise him. Then praise him. Oh, that men would praise him, honour him, glorify him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, this praise isn't a lot of noise necessarily. I believe his people do at times speak out to God, to the Son of God personally with their voice when they're alone. But you know, it's in the heart, adoration for his goodness to you. You know, dear friend, has Christ been made precious to your soul? Hold it fast, friend. You say, I can't. I'm wandering. I've lost it. It will return because there was the genuine work of the Holy Ghost there, and you know it was. And you cannot turn it back on. But it's left an anointing and an abiding influence. Although he may hide his face, you may have been deep waters, yet the anchor is within the soul. You have known Christ, and that knowledge will never leave thee, and you never forsake thee in it. Oh, the men would praise the Lord. Have you been led to the Lord Jesus? Do you love him? Have you got a love for him? As I said this morning, we can only love him because he first loved us. And that loving him is loving his ways, and loving his word, and loving his law, and loving his cross. And that's not easy. That's not nature. Have you nothing to praise him for, friend? Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Friend, what will you praise him for in heaven? for that great salvation experienced on earth and the wonders of his redeeming grace through the river of death, which we can't speak much of until we pass through it. And to enter into glory and to know the fullness of love. You know, but dear friend, heavenly experience, there must be heavenly experience in a little measure on earth to get there. What a strange place it would be if there was no loving hope worshipping in Christ. What would heaven mean to you? I know we walk in darkness and have no light, but let him trust in the name of the Lord, says the prophet. Who is there among you walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Let him stay upon his God. But you know, is there nothing to praise him for? Oh, that we would, friend. But he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He will satisfy thee, and he does. You don't live by bread alone, do you? You feed upon the word of the gospel, the word of grace. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is gracious. There is a tasting of divine things. Heavenly food. Christ's love is manna to the soul. And the point is, when the manna was given, there was nothing else. And nothing else will satisfy you if you're genuine and real. We can add a lot of religion to our life, but nothing will satisfy, and nothing else be sweeter than Jesus Christ and him crucified. Is he sweet to your taste? Is his fruit? His fruit, says the spouse, is sweet to my taste. Comfort me with apples. Stay me with flagons. Comfort me with apples, for I'm sick of love. Sick of love. He satisfieth the longing soul, filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down with none to help. Friend, how does Christ draw you? How does Christ win you? By needing him alone. None to help. Have you known in the pathway you've been bereft of all earthly help, whether in trial outwardly, difficulties, affliction, fear of death, whatever it might be. You've had to fall down and come off all earthly means. None can help. They fell down and there was none to help. Have you known it? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Friend, that was an urgent cry. It's an urgent cry. The Lord intended it to be so. He led you forth by that right way, that you might rely on him and see his hand personally. You know, the glory of the church is like a marriage union, isn't it? He's a jealous Christ. The Father is jealous. The Son is jealous. The Holy Ghost is jealous of your affection and of your love. He's jealous of it. And I expect you're like me. You've known your soul after many lovers, many things on the earth. And the Lord is jealous. And he lays us low for him. He will have the heart. He will have it. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. The Lord has broken the bands. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, look at King Manasseh, bound. He was a very wicked king, you know. But we are aware that he's brought to repentance. He was so wicked that he's named as the reason for Judah's captivity, even in godly Josiah's last long reign, or good reign. There were wars after that, his sons and so forth, but, you know, they were rotten. The last good king, even though Josiah was greatly loved by the Lord and did that which was right, yet he's still named that day coming because of Manasseh's sin. Yet Manasseh was brought to repentance. It's a desperate case. Is yours a desperate case? We often mention Jonah in the fish's belly. From that place, his prayer entered into the temple. He looked again. Friend, he was spared to look again for a divine purpose. And you are spared to look again for a divine purpose of grace and love. Oh, they fell down. You know, dear Jonah, all the means used for his own end, his own end, all fell apart. God blew on every part of it. And he fell down in the end. There was none to help. But all afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight. How very foul and dim are we, and God, how pure and bright. Dear friend, have you had that deliverance? Oh, they fell down. It's a solemn place to be in. But oh, friend, I can look back to the days of harrowing anguish. When would the Lord, has the Lord clean gone forever? Confessing my absolute sin. I don't want to speak personally, but I can't help it. I've been in that place. I remember speaking to Mr. Izzard, Brian Izzard, in Rotherfield car park, and telling him, what are this? They fell down. I've got none to help. It's only the Lord. Only the Lord can help me. Wit's end. Had to cry to the Lord. The harrowing confessions of my sin. Had to confess. My backsliding and heart wandering. Is there not a cause? Then they cried, friend, the glory of God's love to his church in all their sinnership, he overcomes it for them, subdues it himself. Grace overcomes, grace reigns to pardon crimson sins. The precious blood of the Lamb of Christ, the glory of Christ here. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble and so forth. And we have another experience, falls because of their transgression, because of their iniquities are afflicted. Very similar to what we've been speaking of. But it speaks of the dying hour, the gates of death. He sent his word and healed them. I want to bring this out. The gospel word, friend, the gospel word. He sent his word and healed them. This is the word and power. As Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, his word came not unto the Thessalonians. His gospel came not in word only, not in theory, not in the letter of the word, friend, but in power, God's power. and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, and God's power has a power to heal your body, has a power over your circumstances, can order your affairs, God's power, your pathway. He sent his word and healed them. And delivered them, it says here, from their destructions. It's an awful thing to be destroyed. Have you felt you're going to be? O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Remember that. God's not destroyed thee. God's not destroyed thee. Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me is thy help. In me, the gospel comes down to the one who's destroying himself and who feels he has destroyed his hope. But in me is thine help. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Friend, an awful experience to be considering destruction. Ruin, ruin. Look, I've got to move on. I suddenly realise the time is going. I can't linger. I was hoping to open this up a little. He sent his word, his gospel word that came in power. The word dropped in. Friend, a still small voice in the heart. You know, Elijah learned a tremendous truth here. He was a great prophet, wasn't he? How he saw the work of the Lord in his life and relative to his relationships with others. How he saw the great deliverance on Carmel. Yet he ran from fear of a woman. And don't make light of that. You and I do the same if we were in Elijah's shoes. You know, in the Horeb's cave, he went out. And there was the earthquake and the fire and the wind. And the Lord was not in any of them. Then a still small voice. What doest thou here, Elijah? The calmness. We understand the stillness. The peace of God in the word of the gospel which passeth all understanding. He sent his word. Great mercy, you know, to have a word, as I said this morning. When it's the one who gives the word, without repeating myself, but it comes to mind. I said this morning. You know, Jesus, yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently wilt see thou hast little cause to grieve. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them out of their destructions. Friend, have you nothing to praise him for? I don't want to just stick to the psalm, but there's a lot in it. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. It's a tremendous word that, you know. The sacrifice, Christ's friend, and when Jesus is revealed and made precious to your heart, it becomes a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sufferings of Christ. So solemn, so terrible, so awful. That we might weep, fall down before him in love and weep, yet becomes a sacrifice of thanksgiving. 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 Sacred thanksgiving. Sacred thanksgiving. Made sweet to your heart. My sins, look. Where's my sins? The Lamb has borne them and buried them in the tomb. Buried them in the tomb. My sins. My sins. We want that religion, friend. And if you've got a little hope in it, oh, that you would praise him. Oh, that you would give thanks. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works the children made, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works in rejoicing. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. The trouble is, people look around and say, oh, I haven't got much to say. I can't go before the church. Friend, the church don't want to hear about your religion. They want to hear about the Jesus they love. That's what the deacons want to hear about. The Jesus they love and adore. And they're only too thankful to find some poor old wretch dragging their heels along can also praise him and speak of his mercy and grace. It's not religion, you know, we want, friend. You won't go to heaven on religion. It's the blessing of Jesus Christ that maketh rich. And then we have the mariners, but this is business and I can't speak long now. Business in great waters, deep waters. You know, there's one thing very clear there. He raiseth and commandeth the stormy wind. He raiseth it up. Nothing happens by chance. But he maketh the storm a calm. If we make of the storm a calm. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, let us go to the other side. Oh, they would willingly go. They were with Jesus. They were quite happy to go with him. But they didn't know what was entailed, did they? What was before them? And you believe you've been led of the Lord and you've hit a storm. Suddenly, a storm came. I heard the tune Evan this afternoon. I don't know what hymn was being sung, but I immediately thought of that and the little ship was on a sea and so forth. Do you know what it is? A sudden storm. And the Lord is... But the Lord was there asleep. It's a tremendous account. Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He rebuked the wind and the wave. And he rebuked them. But in deep, deep love to them, you know. It's divine teaching here. How can they perish with Christ in the vessel? And how can you? Oh, ye of little faith. But they had to go through the experience, and so do you. Men will say to you, but surely you've got faith, you're a believer, aren't you? What's all this fuss about? Why are you so despairing? Friend, they're not in your shoes. The Lord deals with us all individually, personally. You can't speak for another. He raiseth, commandeth the stormy wind. We lift up the waves thereof. You know, they go down into the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Is that your religion? They reel and to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Well, I won't elaborate any further. Or that men would praise the Lord. Have you noticed? He maketh the storm a calm. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. To discover the Lord Jesus. Returning to him. He draws you to him. Jesus, your desired haven this night. Is Jesus your desired haven now on earth and in heaven? If he's your desired, it's no good saying, oh, he's my desired haven for heaven. You want him now on earth. Notice the one example of the dying thief in a dying hour. He had him on earth and he immediately went to heaven with him. It's vital, friend. No wonder Paul kept breathing forth that I may know him. And he knew him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He knew them. But he wanted it more. He maketh the storm calm. And the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto thy desired haven. But I don't know what to say now, because I've dwelt on the psalm. Have you nothing to praise him? The Holy One, bowing for you, groaning in agonies and blood, asking for the cup to be removed, submitting to his Father's will, to ravage your soul with his love. A feast of fat things is Jesus' sufferings. Oh, the darkness on the cross, hard to contemplate, but you've known what it is in your soul to have darkness and not light. Many years of it perhaps, but ah, behold the dear Redeemer. In those intense few hours, bearing all the darkness of the church, the hiding of his Father's face, and yielding up the ghost, to know the fullness and completion of that salvation, his people in his heart. Friend, if you're in Christ's heart, he'll be in yours. If you're in Christ's heart when he yielded up the ghost, he'll be in yours before you die. And you'll be seeking him now. The glory of that resurrection, it's that that we live on, friend. We live by the power of the resurrection. The gospel is a resurrection power to the soul. And your reviving is like a resurrection. Yet you live upon the fullness of Christ's divine nature, as he is the Holy One without beginning and without end. God manifest in flesh, revealed to you. Ah, but bearing your sin, yet appearing as the risen one and exalted one in heaven. This is church live upon. But remember his resurrection, he bore the wounds of his dying as tokens. So it's not put away and forgotten. It's a living sacrifice. The wounds to be pleaded, Jesus' wounds to be pleaded as a living sacrifice for your sin, now risen and exalted triumphant, but always appearing in heaven, making intercession for us, for the saints, for sinners, for the poor, for the needy, the not by the way, for sinners, friend, those who need him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works, the children of men. As I said this morning, that precious blood is a token. Friend, don't ever say, I've got nothing to plead. I'm so dark. I've said it many times. I'm telling you not to say it yet. I know what I do myself sometimes. Such a low place. Friend, I have to tell myself, what a mercy I've got his blood to plead. Does guilt rise up? Friend, you can't stop God's work of guilt in the soul. You know when you've done something, you've said a wrong word, been in a wrong spirit for months and weeks, pursuing your idols secretly and privately when no one else sees. Guilt like a flood rises up in the soul. Ah, that precious blood to plead. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. I don't make light of it either. When we plead Jesus' precious blood, we'll be weeping, we'll be desiring him, and we're glad to see the back of our idols and burn them. Don't want them. His precious blood to plead. This is the gospel. So you've got something to plead. The poorest, the weakest, the lowliest, the most vilest, the most wretched, the most afar off has got something to plead. And the most poorest in spirit, who feels to be a nobody among men, and especially among the household of faith, He's got his precious blood to plead. Atoning sacrifice. The life in the blood. Well, a risen Saviour. Oh, the men, an exalted Saviour. Thou shalt see my glory soon. When the work of grace is done, part of my throne shall be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Can a woman forget a sucking child? Shall not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. We'll have to leave the word now. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Am I among them? For his wonderful works. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
The collections last Lord's Day were £695, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Peck will preach on Good Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and Mr. Jonathan Bruss will preach next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. The collections today are for the Christian Institute, and the cemetery trustees meet tomorrow evening, God willing, at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 201. Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Hymn 201.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.